Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. The death toll from the volcano eruption in Guatemala on Sunday has now risen to 69. Reuters correspondent Diane Hodges reports.
Rescuers have resumed digging through the hot debris in search of victims, a task made more difficult by a fresh eruption on Monday. Heavy rains are also hindering the search. Guatemala's President Jimmy Morales visited to provide thanks and encouragement. Amid the search for bodies, many families are already holding funerals for their loved ones.
Reuters correspondent Diane Hodges. The Trump administration says a location has been set for next week's summit in Singapore between President Trump and North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un. Associated Press White House correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
White House spokeswoman Sarah Sanders says the meeting will happen at the Capella Hotel, a luxury resort on Sentosa Island off Singapore's southern coast. The island's website bills it as Asia's leading leisure destination. Sanders said yesterday a White House advance team is working on logistics in Singapore, while diplomats in the DMZ were negotiating more details of the summit, where President Trump's hoping to secure a nuclear deal with Kim, though he stressed that's likely to take more than just one meeting. Sagar Magani at the White House.
At least six people were killed in an attack by three suicide bombers outside a mosque in southeastern Niger on Tuesday. The government said at least 37 people were wounded, eight of them seriously. The bombers tried to enter the mosque during Ramadan prayers. They were suspected Boko Haram extremists who had crossed into the country from Nigeria. This is VOA News. South Africa's national prosecutor has denied a request by former President Jacob Zuma to delay a hearing over a $2.5 billion arms deal. The hearing will resume on Friday. Zuma faces 16 charges, including fraud, racketeering, and money laundering, all related to a 1990s deal to buy European military hardware to upgrade South Africa's post-apartheid armed forces. Iran's nuclear chief says the country has launched plans to increase its uranium enrichment capacity. The announcement intensifies pressure on European countries now struggling to preserve a nuclear agreement with Iran that was weakened when the United States withdrew from the deal. The United Nations called on the United States to stop detaining migrant families and separating children at the southern border, saying it contravened the law. Ravina Shamdasani is a spokeswoman for the United Nations Office for Human Rights.
There is nothing normal about detaining children. As I said, detention is never in the best interest of the child and always constitutes a child rights violation. On this being a criminal offense, as I said, this should, entry into a country without the right papers should at most be an administrative offense, and it certainly does not warrant jailing children.
Changes are coming to the Miss America pageant this year. Associated Press correspondent Mike Hempen reports.
Ben LeCompte wants to become the first person to swim across the Pacific.
There will not be a swimsuit competition, and contestants will no longer be judged on their appearance. The head of the Miss America board, Gretchen Carlson, says the focus will be on what makes the women, and she's not concerned about a drop in television ratings, believing viewers are more interested in the talent competition. An email scandal last December led to a shakeup at the top. The top three leadership positions are now held by women. I'm Mike Hempen.
The well-known fashion and handbag designer Kate Spade has apparently hanged herself at her home in New York City. The 55-year-old Spade was found by her housekeeping staff Tuesday morning. The couple's 13-year-old daughter was at school at the time. Officials said a note was found at the scene telling her it was not her fault. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world, around the clock, at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Christopher Cruz, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.